This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The sun is always shining on the DJV program, even if it's raining where you are. Sunshine, lollipops, and roses here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's get some more on the Biden speech tonight, Jennifer, to be broadcast to the nation and to the world. We're all going to have bated breath, or perhaps bad breath, or perhaps we will be watching something else, maybe.
Bated all right,
so what's the latest on what to expect from him this evening?
Well, it's going to look a lot different than usual. You're going to see two women sitting behind the president for the very first time. You've got our female vice president, Kamala Harris, and Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House. There won't be a designated survivor as there are in previous speeches, mostly because no one's going to be there. And this was a criticism of the Biden team and Nancy Pelosi for choosing this day. And I don't think it's by mistake that they are only opening up the chambers to 200 members. Now, typically, when you have an address to Congress like this, or you have a State of the Union speech, you have 1,600 people in attendance. That's how much the chamber holds. That's how many people the chamber holds. And you have members of Congress, the 500-plus members of Congress, plus the invited guests. And typically, it's jam-packed. Well, this time around, they say, number one, because of COVID restrictions, they're only limiting the attendance to about 200 people. Number two, they also planned it when Congress, well, the House of Representatives anyway, out of session. Most people who are in the House of Representatives are back in their home districts. The House Republicans asked for them to change the date on this. They would not do it. And I think it's by design. Look, whether you think that Biden's doing the greatest job in the world, or you think he's doing the worst job in the world, or you're somewhere in between, I think it is clear that the Biden that we see now is not the Biden that we saw 20 years ago. There is definitely a difference. He doesn't have his fingerprint on a lot of the legislation that is coming out of the White House. And so I think he's very capable of giving the speech. I'm not one of those people that say, oh, is he even going to be able to make it through? No, he'll be able to make it through, and he'll use a teleprompter, and, you know, very similarly to the controlled environment that he did his one and only press briefing. You know, everybody was thinking he was going to, like, fall down. He's not going to fall down, but certainly his handlers tried to control all of the outside influences. And I think one of the things that they're looking to avoid is having too many people there that might distract him or prompt him to get off track. I don't know if you guys had a chance to see yesterday when he was answering a few questions after he announced the big reveal that the government will no longer make you wear a mask outdoors if you're vaccinated. Woohoo! We can all celebrate that the government's now letting us breathe freely. But when he made that announcement on the way out, he was asked, you know, the press shouted a few questions at him, and he answered them. You know, normally he just putters on and just keeps on going. Well, he answered a few of those questions, including whether or not the United States was going to help send vaccine and what we were going to do for India, because they are being slammed right now with the COVID virus. And so he's answering those questions, and all of a sudden he said, that's my last question, otherwise I'm going to get in trouble. And then he puttered off. Now, as a president of the United States, who's going to get him in trouble for answering questions? He should be able to answer any questions he wants to. We should be celebrating him for answering those questions because it provides transparency. But whether he was, I don't know if he was trying to be, no one seems to know. Was he being self-deprecating? Was he serious? Is there someone who's telling him not to answer the questions of the press?
But that's also why part of his personality. Like, he's made comments like that a lot for many years because he knows that he's like the king of the gaffe. And, you know, he knows that. He's aware of that. So, right? I mean, he is. And, you know, people knew that about him.
I feel like with right now, and look, optics matter in
politics. I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
And, like, there's two things that the Biden administration has working against them right now. Number one, they have a gigantic self-created crisis at the border, and they have not done a press conference there. I think that is a huge mistake. Look, I'm fully aware.
Well,
I'm not going
to
like
fix it.
Well,
why
I'm not going to like. But here's the thing.
It.
I'm not going to like any of the. I'm pretty sure not going to like 95% of the policy that's coming out of the Biden administration. But there's one thing that I know, and it's public relations, and it's how you handle something, and it's how you get in front of a crisis.
You get in front out of
and here. I try to provide that perspective here because I think it's important, because obviously I'm not going to agree with them, so where can there be room for just, you know, outside of politics?
They're not
criticism?
Even trying. It's like the tone.
They're not, it's not true. They're not, that's not true, though.
Well, why there, is there it so
well, it looks like that.
It sure it, does. And
this is where I agree with Jen. It looks that way. We, I mean, let's be reasonable. They're not just sitting there going, oh, yeah, there's a border thing and no one's doing anything about it. That's just not true.
But they're ineffective.
They created it.
Well, part of the problem,
to do it. You're right.
Part of the problem that no one is talking about is, you know, Trump's stay in Mexico thing that, you know, I know, Jen, you were a big fan of, and a lot of Republicans said, oh, it was so great. But the problem, though, is that there are so many people who are seeking asylum and have legitimate claims of asylum who have been kidnapped in Mexico because they were forced to stay there. They've missed their court dates. It's thousands of people now who are never going to be worried about
asylum. Why is that our problem?
But
why is
that's
that
number
our
one.
Problem?
But if we're worried about
they've already
humanity,
filed for asylum with us, Doug. That right. makes it our problem.
But if we are worried
that they're,
say,
if
no,
they're worried about
asylum,
and they miss
that's
them.
It.
Yeah, if ahead. We are worried about humanity,
okay, that's compassionate.
Then that's a
no,
a big problem, right? If we're worried about
okay.
I want to be compassionate to
hello.
Americans
hi.
That are going through the go ahead, Jennifer.
If we're worried about humanity, then wouldn't we be worried about the thousands of girls who are getting raped as they're making their trek here?
I'm not saying it's
message,
one problem. I'm saying that's an aspect.
The message
that
from
a lot
the Biden administration.
About.
I would say is that come here, come however you can, and the toll on humanity, especially children, they need to take responsibility for that.
Come
but,
here and vote for me. I mean, easy for you to get in here.
Okay,
and have
well,
a wonderful
let's
life.
Not let, let's not make
the job
light
of
this though. I mean,
well, remember
Jen's
the
right,
job.
There are issues there with young girls, and that's horrific, and that absolutely needs to be handled. But
it's
you know,
being
but,
incentivized to come and rape
Doug
these
is,
girls now.
Okay, but Doug has often said, and we've all agreed that you know people coming to this country need to do it the right way. Blah blah blah. We've all said that. I'm the daughter of an immigrant who did it the right way. We all agree on that. But what you're now saying, Doug, I'm talking about people who are doing it the right way. They were forced to
but
stay in Mexico.
Can't separate
they are
the wheat from
ducks.
The chaff. They are sitting ducks, but nobody is separating them out. It's all one big mess. That's what
and
I'm saying.
That was,
we spent
that was
all
Trump's
this money.
Policy, though.
We talked earlier this morning about the ICE people getting $8 billion a year to run a dysfunctional, inoperative agent or arm of the government. And this, it just, when you look at that, you think, okay, what's Homeland Security doing? What are the people that are supposed to be the Border Patrol people? What are they supposed to be? What are we
well,
doing
look, one
with
of the
our
reasons
money?
But the job of it, you guys, is to reform ICE. That was a big
but
part
the job,
of it. He's not abolishing
the job of
it.
The American president is not to be the migrant president, as the president of Mexico calls him. It's to be the president for the American people. And the reason that he is underwater so badly, I mean, he's nobody is really approving of his handling of the border, is because there wasn't a problem a year ago. Now there is a huge problem today. And the message from the administration seems to be more about prioritizing the needs of people around the world rather than prioritizing the needs of the American people. And
who's
that's a fatal flaw.
Veterans.
The president that we voted for, Joe Biden, I'll say it again, is the American president. He's not the president of Guatemala. He's not the president of El Salvador. He's not the president of Mexico. He is the president of the United States. And this is where he suffers. And he suffers because he's got an optical crisis as well, because nobody wants this albatross around their neck. So he won't do a press conference there. And just back to the original point, he's got a problem with people thinking that he's coherent and in charge of the country. And when he makes a comment muttering away that someone's going to get him in trouble because he's answering too many questions, that's a bad look for him. That's a bad look for the team around him. And whether or not he's in charge, he is, and he's somewhere in between, they need to make sure that he's not doing stuff like that, because it not only looks bad to the people who voted for him, the people who didn't vote for him and are critical of him, but it also provides an open window to the rest of the world who want to test him because they think he's not strong.
All right, let's go to the FBI launching a probe into the death of Andrew Brown, Jr. You'll remember the story, killed by deputies in North Carolina. His family has released an independent autopsy showing he was shot 5 times, including once in the back of the head. How do we justify this under
speaking
any
of a public relations a mess.
Right.
I mean, this is knowing where we are right now, again, whether it's right or wrong or however you feel about policing, I support police because I think by and large they are good. I don't believe that the system is racist. But when you have a police department that does not come out and get ahead of the narrative and allows the attorney for the victim's family to set the narrative that the police executed a man, This is a bad look. The police
looks
need
like
to be
they
out
did
in
execute
front.
It on me. Why
yeah, well,
the
they either need to come out. Exactly. They either need to come out and say, "Here's what happened." They need to explain the
maybe
context.
Maybe they can't explain
but by
it.
Saying, well, then they
the
need to say that.
Right.
They need to say we had a mistake. This was a bad officer. Yeah. We're disciplining
them.
They already need to come
$25 million.
Out.
When this call went in, when the sheriff got the call that this had all happened, they went into crisis mode. They completely blocked the public from even knowing what the warrant was for. I mean, they knew that this was so messed up. It's like the sheriff, you know, in the Derek Chauvin thing. They went right into crisis mode as soon as George Floyd died. They knew that they had blood on their hands. And it's the same thing here. I don't know how anyone is going to keep their job. I don't know. I mean, everyone involved in this raid has
been
put on leave.
Continue to abound,
yeah.
And that's what gives people cause to think the opposite of what you just said, Jennifer. I support the police. Most of them are great. Yeah, yeah. I can
but
agree with that. But they're not ahead. That's not what people are talking about. People are talking about this guy being shot in the back
yeah.
of the head.
Yeah. And I agree. I think the police department
times.
There.
Yeah,
they have bungled it. They should have come out and told their
story
early on.
But every day it's one
on.
Of these things someplace.
Yeah,
why does
and,
it
you
keep
know,
continuing?
The other thing that we're doing is picking and choosing what becomes news as well. So I don't know that it's every day, but certainly each one of these cases needs to be taken individually. And, you know, just for a point of clarification, I don't think yesterday we knew exactly what the warrant was. This guy that got shot did not deserve to die in police custody, but he was no hero. His rap sheet was 180 pages of high-level drug crimes, robbery, assault, distributing
yep.
drugs. I mean,
so but the
wrong,
police
but
are not the executioner.
See,
the
becomes,
executioner in prison should be the executioner.
But a lot of people then turn it into, oh, well, you know, he was a bad guy. Oh, well, George Floyd was a drug addict. Oh, well, you know, and that is a total disservice to the victim and the families. And that's well, unfortunate that becomes, that people try to replace bad cops shooting someone with the narrative of, oh, well, he was a drug addict, you know?
I think
and then,
it's just part of the story, honestly, because, look, like I said at the very beginning, that doesn't mean he deserves his day in court and he shouldn't have vigilante justice carried out
now.
By a rogue police officer,
right? 18
but at the same
the
time, making them heroes isn't the right thing to do either.
All right. Jen and Victoria and Jay. Jay's got trending items for us coming up in a few moments. About 1 in 140 Americans has celiac disease. Do you even know what that is? It's a gluten intolerance. I speak from authority because I've had the experience the last 10, 12 years of my life, and I don't like it. But I'll tell you something I do like about it. It gave me the exposure that I needed to fall in love with Yvonne's Bakehouse and the cookies they make. I'll tell you that. The cookies, the chocolate chip cookies, the cranberry walnut coconut oatmeal cookies, the crispy pecan shortbread cookies, the peanut butter cookies, white chocolate cherry oatmeal. I love them. All the cookies are made without any preservatives whatsoever, limited sugar, and the best thing about them is that they're good for you. The taste is great. The bad thing is you can't leave them out because there's no preservative, so they'll go bad on you if you leave them out. You got to either leave them in the freezer or in the refrigerator. But there are lots of different reasons to love these cookies and the breads and the buns and stuff that come from Yvonne's. You got to check it out yourself to find out what you like the best. Yvonne'sBakehouse.com. Use the DJV code for 15% discount off the retail. And with the delivery, you'll get a guarantee. You don't like the taste or they don't seem to deliver what you expected, get all your money back. No questions asked. It really is a fab. You'll love these cookies and the products that come from Yvonne's. So check it out and order at Yvonne'sBakehouse.com using the DJV code for a big discount.
Your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. at no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Time for the preservation of American ideals here on the DJV program. We're going to check in with Jay Kirshner, who's up on the trending things. And among other items that are trending, apparently Jeffrey Epstein lives. We'll find out how that could be after this.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead. With live face-to-face instruction, either in-center or online, there's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer. And there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I just saw something that's trending in my neck of the woods here. We're talking about Babe Ruth. Wasn't it his birthday? Was it yesterday or the day before? We had Babe Ruth in our focus.
I don't know if it was his birthday, but it was Babe Ruth Day.
Yeah. So they had an auction on that day, and one of Babe Ruth's Yankee shirts from 1928 sold for $5.5 million.
Wow. I believe it. Yeah.
Aye. Okay. Let's get to where Jeffrey Epstein is and where he isn't. What's going on in the Epstein department here, Jay?
Video has resurfaced from a VH1 episode of The Fabulous Life of. His episode that he was in was called The Fabulous Life of Billion Dollar Wall Street Ballers. And it was in 2000, it aired in 2007. And just, I mean, the clips show his house where he had the safe that had all of his victims' photos in it, many of them underage. And it's just, you know, very cringeworthy.
Got a nice picture of Bill Clinton and Prince Andrew in there, too.
Yeah, nice. Just really cringeworthy to see because this was, you know, the incredible life, the fabulous life, all of this stuff. And then you go back and watch and just how dark and twisted everything actually was.
Yeah. All right, so that's trending. The idea of getting your second shot from Pfizer or Moderna, that certainly has been on the top of people's minds. And apparently this is making the rounds as well. Do we or don't we?
Well, a lot of people have been skipping their second shot. More than 5 million Americans, which is 8% of people, had their first dose and then they skipped their second dose. Some people are saying that they just are very, very timid about those second dose side effects that could be happening. Some people feel that they're covered enough just with the first dose. There have been issues of people having their second dose appointments canceled because of lack of supply or because vaccine providers just didn't have the right brand in stock and then they never rescheduled.
Really? There you go. All right. I'm looking at some of the fan comments on the DJV show, various Twitter and Instagram and stuff. We asked about Tucker Carlson, who is encouraging his viewers to ask folks to remove their masks and call police when they see a child in a mask. This is what you'd expect from this moron. Okay, so what are people saying?
Jeff Schmidt says, I wear my mask when I'm in public, indoors, and I mind my own business. I don't have time for anyone else's nonsense. I respect that. Brian Linetti said he was really just making the point that people harass others for not wearing the mask because the CDC said so. Now the CDC says you don't have to wear a mask and people should do the same.
How do we get then? He says if you see a child in a mask, you should call the police. That doesn't really jive with what Brian is saying, does it?
Right, exactly. And a lot of people are saying he was being sarcastic. And satire is lost on many. But that's the thing. I mean, how sarcastic was he being? And let's say he was being sarcastic. We already know that there's a big part of the population that everybody takes things very literal. So how many people will be approaching people who are wearing masks saying, hey, you need to take your mask off?
Good question. All right, 28 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, mypillow.com.
Run with us on a John Deere Z365R Z-Track mower, built for taking it easy. With the Easy Change 30-second oil change system and standard mulch control to control your clippings without any extra effort. Because lawns aren't just for mowing, they're for living. Nothing runs like a Deere. Get a new Z300 Series zero-turn mower with 0% APR for 24 months at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Democrat governor of California, Gavin Newsom, recall will take place this fall. This Sherman Oaks bar owner was shut down, all the while Newsom's policies allowed a TV production company to stay open 50 feet away with nearly an identical setup. Angela Marchson on Fox News.
This is our chance as a state to say, no, we're going to hold you accountable, and you are now fired.
Recall organizer Randy Economy says the signatures for recall were bipartisan.
So, again, this has not been a Republican movement. It's not been a Democratic movement. It's been a California movement. We can't live in a one-party state forever, and I think those days are going to be over with, and thank goodness we've gotten to this point. I'm so excited.
On the eve of his 100 days in office, President Biden will deliver his first address to a joint session of Congress on Wednesday night. It'll take place at 9 p.m. Eastern on most networks. This is USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Los Angeles police officer Deion Joseph recently took to social media to write a letter to Lakers basketball player LeBron James, who has been vocal about police brutality and racial injustice. The officer wrote the open letter in a response to a recently deleted tweet by James condemning an Ohio police officer who shot and killed 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant, who was seen on video attempting to kill another young woman. Without knowing the facts, LeBron got it wrong. Officer Joseph on Fox News says he understands ego and frustration.
Well, unfortunately, a lot of people, you know, when they don't apologize sometimes, and it can happen to me too. I'm one of those guys where it's hard for me to say sorry because your ego, you know, gets in the way. But, if he doesn't feel like it, he doesn't have to. I just thought it would be good if you know you're wrong on an issue, that you could at least say, hey, I got this one wrong. Yes, I want accountability, but this one I got wrong. You know, and the reason why I wrote this letter is because, you know, that officer could have been me. I'm thinking of four times in my career where I almost had to use deadly force on somebody, and I didn't sleep for 2 days. And one of those instances, you know, I was this close to shooting a young man and to save other people while I'm going home off duty. And that would have been said about me without him knowing who I am, my heart, knowing that every morning I wake up praying that I would never, ever have to take a life of another human being.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Howdy, that's what, what's the name of the country singer? The Minnie Pearl. There we go, thank you. Phil's been around too long, he almost anticipates what I'm going to say before I say it. Phil McGeehan is at the controls in our studio in Washington, on the air with me. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. We apparently have a new pill to get rid of the problems that we're having getting over some of the really strident episodic adventures with COVID. So what's Pfizer developing now that they can make jillions on, Victoria?
Right, that's exactly it. They're actually developing a pill that's a potential cure for COVID-19. They say it could be ready later this year if the trials are successful. They're doing the trials right now with volunteers between the ages of 18 and 60. They're doing it in the U.S. and in Brussels. They've designed, this is a statement coming from them, it's a bunch of numbers right now. It doesn't have a name yet. It's an antiviral drug. It's designed to attack the spine of the COVID virus, and so it prevents it from replicating in the nose, throat, and lungs. So that's what this pill does. And so essentially it eradicates it from the early signs of infection. It will prevent people from being hospitalized or placed in critical care. That's what they are hoping will come from this therapy. This is the reason that this is really important is because, as we know, you know, remdesivir works very well for people who are hospitalized with COVID. but you have to be hospitalized with COVID in order to have remdesivir because it's an IV that's a 5-day treatment. And so, and then we know that there, you know, there are other antibody treatments, that, you know, a lot of high profile people like President Trump, when he had COVID, he had a really severe case, actually a lot more severe than anyone really knew. Apparently he was about minutes away from being put on a ventilator. It was that severe. And so he got the, you know, the antibody cocktail. So, but all of those treatments, you have to be hospitalized and they have to be very closely monitored. So this would actually be, this pill that Pfizer's working on would be something that is easily made, probably not that expensive. I'm sure Pfizer will make a lot of money off of it, though, with government contracts. But this could be something that's really pretty promising. Some of the doctors who are working on this in the UK have already said that they're very quietly optimistic that this pill could be something, you know, if we end up getting another wave this fall, that this could be an easy way to get this pill to a lot of people. You don't have to make an appointment for a vaccine. You don't have the side effects. You know, and getting people with a shot in the arm, you know, a lot of people are still on the fence about that. So they said that hopefully by the time
that's a preventative. This deals with it after you get it.
This is right. This is the treatment. So they're actually the second phase of the trial. The first phase is they're looking at how the drug is tolerated. Obviously, they want to know significant side effects, how people feel. The second phase will then study how people react to multiple doses of it. The third phase will look at the impact of eating while on the drug, which I guess they need to figure out how it interacts with your digestive system and things like that. Because, you know, that's how drugs, when they say take with food or take without, that's actually a phase of a trial that is specifically dedicated to just how you tolerate the medicine with food or without. So that'll be the three phases of it. So, I mean, it sounds like everyone's pretty optimistic so far. I think it's great.
One of the things I wanted to talk to Jennifer about before she left was the executive order that raises the minimum wage to $15 an hour. If you want to do a contract, you want to do business with the feds, you got to pay your workers at least $15 an hour, which is great for the workers, however, not good for the taxpayer, because this will engorge the contractors with another way to jack the prices up right now, and there's not a lot of accountability, and you can see that when you go up and down the highways. Best example, this is where it's most visible. The infrastructure things that everybody's talking about, and we all know the roads, my God, the roads are awful. The federal highway system is, the state systems, the local roads are just, they're awful, decaying everywhere. They can't keep up with it because they do a lousy job to begin with, and so when it needs to be redone and redone and redone, that stuff is not being dealt with as quickly as it needs to be because there's a limited amount of money. So now they're going to limit it even more by increasing the wage. Not saying that people don't deserve it or don't need it, but nobody's thinking about the other end of the tunnel. Who's paying for it? You're going to pay for it in a way. And so we don't really get to the heart of the matter. The heart of the matter isn't paying the workers $15 an hour. That's in this day and age, I don't even know how people live on $15 an hour, frankly. Mm-hmm. Number two in the consideration department is what in the world we've got the tax implications now in front of us of all these various programs and the trillions and trillions of dollars. And so where is that money going to come from? And three, why is it necessary to begin with? That's the most important question here, it seems to me, because if we built the roads to last, if we built the bridges to last, we wouldn't have all this crumbling infrastructure. We are the laughingstock of the rest of the world. Europeans, even in Asia, the road structures are much better and they last much longer than our roads do.
It's wild to drive in
function.
Europe.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
The roads are just, I mean, even, fabulous. You know, when I visit my family in Ireland, which is, you know, slightly larger than Rhode Island, it's such a small country.
Right.
But, you know, the roads are just, it's like driving on velvet. Like, you there are no potholes.
Potholes.
You never encounter them.
Never. Never, never, never. So until we realize that, or until we deal with it, or people wake up to it, we've got a lot of splaining to do as it were, and nobody's asking that question. They're too busy arguing, you know, about stuff that's inconsequential and not dealing with the, this is one of the probably four or five major problems that we're soft peddling it. Nobody's answering. Nobody says in the public life what the real problem is. And that I've just outlined it. The real problem is that we do a horrible job building the roads and the bridges to begin with. That's why they're all falling apart. And who's going to step up to the plate and say, not that the workers are doing a lousy job, they're just doing what they're told to do. They have a blueprint. They have an outline. They have a job order. This is what you're supposed to do. This is how much you have to put down. This is what the thickness of the asphalt is supposed to be. This is the grade of steel you got to use on the bridge. So it's the people who do that work that need to be held accountable, not the people that are actually doing the physical work. And that's another thing that most people don't talk about. I mean, you want to hear that conversation anywhere. Most people aren't, I don't want to sound like an egotist, but they're not intelligent enough either to ask the questions or understand what's really going on, even though it's pretty simple to understand what's going on. It's very simple to understand what's going on. All right, so here's another government contract. You ready for this? Jeff Bezos of Amazon fame has a space company called Blue Origin. Right? So I don't guess that Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos are great friends. As a matter of fact, I think they're probably, after looking at this, not friends at all. So Bezos is ticked off because Musk was awarded a $3 billion contract with NASA to develop the missions to land on the moon. And Bezos wanted it. Well, Bezos can't have everything. These two guys, you know, they want it all for themselves. Although I have, Elon Musk is a stiff. I don't know how he's going to do on SNL this week.
I actually don't think he's a stiff. I think he's the opposite of a stiff.
Really?
He is, oh, yeah. He's so rogue and, you know, he's got an odd personality.
He does have an odd personality, yeah.
I would never classify him as a stiff at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I'm kind of interested in seeing how he does.
And yeah, I don't have any love.
Surrounding his story.
Jeff Bezos is a stiff. I mean,
yeah.
He's
a control freak. He's a do-it-my-way or hit-the-highway, and it's obviously served him well because he's the wealthiest guy in the world, if that's how you measure success. I don't happen to measure it like that. I don't think he's a particularly good human being from what I know about him, but I don't know him personally. I don't know either of them personally.
Bezos is upset about this space contract because NASA basically changed the rules, and that's what this complaint is.
To accommodate Musk.
Well, no, Musk essentially, you know, SpaceX won the bid. They won the contract. But originally, NASA had actually hired three different companies to all make the same thing so they would have backups. Ah. And then they changed the rules and said, no, we're just going to stick with one. So Bezos has a point. And so, you know, Blue Origin, this was supposed to be, these companies invest billions maybe even into this kind of tech. And when you make a prototype, because the government says we're going to have one that's going to win and then we've got some backups, and then they say, nah, we're not going to use it anyway, I understand, you know, you'd be pretty upset if you invested that much money and time into that tech. We'll see where it goes. I mean, filing a complaint with the government, it's like, who's gonna call you back, you know? I don't know.
The IRS is going to call you. Right. I'm from the government, and I'm here to help. Okay, in a moment, we're going to answer the question, mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the biggest mosquito of all? Right after this.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
This report is sponsored by National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a contractor to the Beef Checkoff. Beef is a staple on tables across the country, from comfort food favorites to the celebratory meal. Beef is what's for dinner. And even as the sustainability conversation increases and carbon footprint concerns make headlines, people can feel good about their favorite protein. The U.S. is the leader in sustainable beef production, with a carbon footprint 10 to 50 times lower than other regions of the world. In fact, according to the Environmental Protection Agency, greenhouse gas from beef cattle only represents 2% of emissions in the U.S. Cattle farmers and ranchers are producing more high-quality beef more sustainably than ever before. Jim Strickland, rancher.
Cattle farmers and ranchers like me are committed to the environment and want to protect our natural resources. I am proud of the role I play in providing high-quality protein in the most sustainable way possible for generations to come.
For more on sustainability information, visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, Mother's Day.
Just picking out some gifts at Kohl's. There's a KitchenAid mixer calling my name.
Your name? Doing some self-gifting, huh?
Nah, that's for my mom. Thank you for love language.
Love that.
The Fitbit, that's for me. Getting it for the self-care and the Kohl's cash.
That's a big deal.
Those are 20% off and free store pickup. I can get it all in less than an hour.
Talk about shopping goals.
20% offer valid April 28th through May 2nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
All right, this is the moment you've all been waiting for, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles everywhere. Please, Victoria, enlighten us as to where the biggest mosquitoes of them all are.
They're in Florida, and you know, as we know, Florida already has a lot of mosquitoes. Now thousands of genetically modified mosquitoes are being released this week as part of an effort to basically get rid of the regular, the non-genetically modified mosquitoes that spread diseases like Zika and dengue.
What could
fever.
Go wrong? What possibly could go wrong?
It's crazy.
For that plan.
So what
genetically
so what
modified mosquitoes.
Yeah,
there's
so they're
a
movie genetically so
right
here's how
there.
Oh, it's a total movie. So this comes from a British biotech company, and so they want to curb the population of the female, because female mosquitoes are the ones who spread diseases. So that what yeah. the project does, the genetically modified male mosquitoes mate with the natural females. And so, essentially, it's a death mechanism, and then it prevents the female offspring from surviving. So it's like it is a sci-fi movie, but that's essentially what they're trying to do to get rid of Zika. I didn't know dengue fever was a big deal in Florida. Does anyone else?
I didn't. Know about yeah, that? I did not realize that it was that big.
Yeah,
big. How big is
Zika's.
It? Is. Really big. There's a joke there somewhere. 10 before the hour.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
53 after the hour now. It's time for Chuck Curry and his daily visit, Movie Moments, with the new Jason Stratham movie in our forecast, plus a moldy, oldie, goody, goldie from our rusty rack of wrinkled movies right after this.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So they are. One of the most enjoyable songs in my mind ever recorded from one of the most enjoyable movies ever made. No matter what the age, the fact that Christopher Plummer passed away a few weeks ago and his connection to Sound of Music. I think Chuck, didn't he say when he did it, he thought it was a flop? Do I remember?
Yeah, he sort of dismissed it as something that wouldn't be remembered, but obviously, yeah, well, he retracted the statement many years later. Yeah. He's a great talent, Julie Andrews. This day in movie history, Doug, 1966, 38th Academy Award, Sound of Music went on to win the Oscar for Best Picture, and that's the movie that stood the test of time. That movie's a little bit bigger.
When the Oscars used to mean something.
No
right?
Man's Land.
Back in the old days, and the Oscars meant something.
Big time.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, here's the thing. If you look, I give example of one bit of movie news I have. Warner Brothers is looking to rehire a Godzilla vs. Kong director, Adam Wingard, to do a sequel in the monster, calling it the Monsterverse. Probably going to do Son of Kong. So, okay. So oh, now you got all, you either got the big blockbuster popcorn film that they want to do at least $1 billion worldwide when things are normal, or you have the smaller independent movie that goes on to win Oscars. There's nothing in between, like The Sound of Music was an adult-oriented studio film, big in scope.
Yeah.
Won the Oscar for Best Picture. It stood the test of time.
Maybe West Side Story will fit that bill, though.
I think so. Well, hopefully it will. Hopefully it will. By the way, the Spielberg trailer to West Side Story, I've now watched over 100 times. So I think I have some sort of addictive personality disorder. I really do like that trailer tremendously.
It looks really good.
It looks really good. Even
Speaking
on the 100th
that,
time, I said, boy, this is good.
The new movie this week is a Jason Statham vehicle, Guy Ritchie movie. What's the buzz on that?
It's the only game in town. I guess it'll have a pretty decent opening weekend. I actually like him. He's one of the very select few who fit into that old school niche of the 80s action heroes that could still headline a film.
Doesn't make a ton of money, but
he has a fan base.
Yeah, exactly. And I told you many times.
He does his action stuff really good.
He was the drug delivery boy when he was a kid for Guy Ritchie, and that's how Ritchie found him, and he's been in any number of movies since then. All right, so Chadwick Boseman's family, people are trying, the news media is trying to make something out of the fact that he didn't get the Oscar, which in my mind he should have, but that's just me. It went, and I think Anthony Hopkins is a great, certainly actor, and he might have, I mean, it's too much.
It's not a snub. I mean, that's
no.
You're talking about how could an ultra liberal Hollywood snub him? It just doesn't make it's just
well, but it's more than
Hopkins because they like his work and the guy's
amazing. Classic Black Lives Matter overkill, and so you know it's that whole tone of the Oscars. When I was in and out of it four or five times, it was all pretty much the same tone. From this past weekend, and it's just, you know, I think people are tired.
Well, I didn't see The Father with Anthony Hopkins, but I did see Chadwick Boseman in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, and he gave an unbelievable performance.
Yeah, he was good.
So, people
I haven't seen Anthony Hopkins either, because it looked like that would be a downer, Victoria, that movie.
Yeah.
Is it Chucker? Is The Father a downer movie?
Oh, it's obviously a downer.
He's getting
about an older man who is... spiraling into dementia. So, yeah, I mean, Hopkins is great in that movie. The guy's one of the greatest actors that's
really
ever been born, Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah.
So, anyone could win out of the slides. There's no such thing as a snub.
No. All right, well, it's good to put in that perspective. Thank you, my friend. Chuck Curry, our movie man, our movie moments, an important part of the daily routine here on the DJV program, where it's 59 past the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.